Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have, like, a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
My bad. Welcome to Airbuds. I'm Jamel.
I'm Mike Benner.
I'm Peter Moses.
What's good? Happy whatever.
Happy basketball.
Man, fuck basketball, nigga.
Jamel is not a happy basketball Jamel. Man.
Don't eat. Come on. Leave me alone.
RIP the Washington Bullets/Wizards.
They're the Wizards. Yeah. Once they made the playoffs, they were the Wizards.
They took it to a game 7.
Them. Yeah, that's fine. I predicted this shit was going to happen, so fucking fuck you.
Yeah, you and Andy last week, previously on Airbuds, predicted that you guys were going to fucking lose. So yeah. You should not be surprised.
I wasn't surprised, but you know what surprised me? To lose at the hand of the whitest man on the roster in the whitest city in the country.
I mean, he went to Gonzaga, dude.
Dog, it hurts so much, man. He looks like a fucking Neanderthal.
He looks like, a guy like that would start a fight with you in the parking lot of a Fish concert.
You don't like my price or ecstasy, bro?
Yeah, Kelly Olynyk, you definitely have been to at least 8 Dave Matthews Band concerts in your life.
I know you'd be at them fests.
I wonder if he's going to be able to make game 3 because he's probably going to have to go to the Soundgarden dude's funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's going to be too busy.
He's a pallbearer?
Yeah, he's a pallbearer.
He strained his Achilles playing hacky sack.
Man, yeah. That shit
2 to 6 weeks after dancing too hard at a Dave concert.
Yeah. Such a bummer. Like, it was a battle of the white men, and our white guys could not hang with their one white guy.
Is John Wall white?
We had 2 white guys to their one white guy.
Jason Smith and
he did shorten Brooks shortened the bench so much.
Lot.
I was like, why? Like, what you're like? It's like
know,
you're
man.
Forcing your guys to be so tired. Like, do you? I mean, I know your bench isn't great.
Yeah,
Jason Smith.
He was on some Glory Road shit. He was just like, let's just run him.
Did you not get any kind of retroactive enjoyment out of watching the Celtics just get literally pissed on by the Cavs these last couple days?
I did. I mean, because before it happened, I was like, the Cavs better fucking seismic toss these hoes. But then I was like, worried they wouldn't, and they did, and it made me feel good, but I couldn't watch a shit.
Can you explain to me what a seismic toss is?
I think a seismic toss is just when you literally just like pick somebody up and like slammed, like body slammed.
Oh, okay. So it's like what the Undertaker does.
Yeah, like flip
not
them
a
upside
choke
down.
Slam. Not quite a choke slam, not quite a power bomb, but you just pick a fool up and like drop them with force.
And that is quite what the Cavs have done to the Celtics these first two games. What was the 71-30
71-30 at halftime?
What a sad fucking development that is.
Good.
Look, I understand that these games are unwatchable. I definitely missed the second Warriors Spurs game because I was like, I'm just not going to deal with this. It bums me out. But this was such a fucking ass whooping that you got to watch literally the entire arena just stare in a mirror and hate what they saw.
Be sad as.
That was great. I got to go back and watch them just to see sad.
It's worth it to, go back and just see the fans are so and so sad. There's one, too. There's one picture from, like, the Detroit newspaper or something that's, like, a picture of them on the bench. And, like, Jay Crowder looks like someone just told him that, like, his whole family was just, like, in a house fire.
There's no more hoes on Instagram.
It's like,
all
just
the hoes
like
left Instagram.
Yeah.
So, yeah, either, like, his family was in a house fire or all the hoes left Instagram.
We're sorry to say all the hoes died.
In a house fire.
In a single house fire.
In a one house fire. Okay, let me ask y'all this. What's more watchable, Cavs Celtics or watchable the network?
Watchable the network?
Yeah, you know the shit. The watchable. You don't see that shit.
Like, watchable.
Yeah, like on like ESPN, the ESPN app. They're always running ads for watchable content.
I've never seen this.
Watchable?
Logan Paul versus the world. You never seen these ads?
No.
Yeah. Oh God. Watchable.
Wait, Logan Paul?
Yeah, I don't even know who that fool is.
Is that the like Vine dude?
Is he a Vine dude?
I think he is. Yes,
seen
that's
like,
him.
He I've looked seen, like a yeah. Vine dude when I seen him, but
he's
I wasn't sure.
He's famous for being like white, non-threatening, vaguely good-looking, and able to do backflips. Like, that's how he became famous.
Backflips? Yo, that was a thing in my high school, though. When I went to two high schools. I went to a black one and a white one. Mm. And at the white one, backflips were a big deal.
If you're a white teenager,
because I feel like at the black one, like
backflip.
Most dudes could probably do backflips.
Yeah, you got to save your backflips for when you're running from the feds. Yeah. You're not just going to do them. You're not just going to do them. I ain't
I'm
even doing
like,
some shit
waste
wrong
them
yet.
Willy-nilly.
I'm gonna have to flip over a fence.
If you're like, if you're running through a yard and you stop, turn around, and backflip over a fence, like the Fed has to be like, well, he got away.
Yeah, there he's gone. Yeah.
But if you're like a 17-year-old white guy that can do a backflip, like you are fucking set in high school.
You're going to Harvard.
Yeah,
good to go.
You're getting laid. Like they're not carding you at any liquor store, and you're going to Harvard.
I went to Brown off two somersaults.
Guys, I did it last week, but can I just read off LeBron's stats for these playoffs again?
Whatever,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, can you also – I just want to shout out a former guest of the pod, Barry Moses, who said his favorite stat from game one of the Celtics was Cody Zeller in a minute and 30 on the court was a minus 11.
That's insane.
LeBron
is averaging 35 points. He's shooting.
How did Cody Zeller end up getting minutes? Didn't play at all against us. What are you thinking?
Just garbage time. He was a minus 11 in 90 seconds.
When else made
How do you
sick?
Get minus 11 in garbage time? Like, you're out there to, like, score easy layups because the Cavs have pulled all their players.
It's because you've got, like, both Darren and Derek Williams, like, hitting threes out of their mind.
It's also because, like, he tripped and fell, and his shorts fell around his ankles, and his dick was out.
That's what I was thinking. Shorts fell off and farted in front of everybody.
Little shard came out, too.
And the statistician was like, well, that's a fart. That's a minus five
that's
right
a
there.
That's a minus five.
Meanwhile, the Warriors are just...
Wait, give us the rest of LeBron's stats.
Oh, I thought we lost interest because we talked about farts.
Oh, we did.
Yeah. 56% shooting, 43% on three. He's fucking averaging 9 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 blocks, only 1 turnover a game. I'm sorry, 4 turnovers a game. I was looking at something else. He's just fucking out of his mind right now.
His plus or minus in the first half and the game two was plus 40. That's his best half in his entire career.
He's just, I think he really was like, you know what? We're not trying in the regular season. Remember when we were all worried about the Cavs? We were like, they don't play defense. They don't.
I mean,
they weren't playing defense
in round one either, though.
Yeah, but they've been playing great defense this game. This round.
It was unbelievable. And it looks like, I think Reggie Miller said it, unfortunately, I'm regurgitating his really annoying commentary.
Regurgitating like one of the worst three.
Yep. comments. Yep. But it was right. It did look they were like they were just like, we have to pretend like we are playing the Warriors now. Like we're a round away. We have to like warm up.
Yeah,
like we're playing the fucking Warriors.
That relies on the three as well. So it's a good warm up.
Honestly, if Kevin Love is playing like this, Kevin Love can hang enough with Draymond Green and stay in front of him.
If Kevin Love looks like this in the finals, like, you know, I think, yeah, the Warriors have to worry about him a lot. I think.
I'm glad you fools finally came around. The fuck? Kevin Love was always nice.
Always? For sure.
He's always nice. Remember like, when? Very nice. And not like fruit basket. Like, he could always ball. It's just when you're playing with LeBron, everybody looks like shit sometimes.
You got to figure it out. And it's also. I think now 3 years in, the confidence level that they all have playing together is ridiculous. On an absolutely another fucking level. But he does now. This is him looking like what we imagined he was going to look like.
This is what they
paid for.
Went for like
they got a max deal. Yeah.
Yeah,
and he looks they fit incredible. In well. And when they're like, and when Kevin Love is banging like that, and Kevin Love has played good fucking defense.
Yeah,
like,
he's looked great.
Like fucking blocking people at the rim, like. Bodying up, getting about 10 boards a game.
And,
like,
I mean, and I'm sure he's got to take Boston extra personal, you know? Kelly Olynyk?
So. Yeah, absolutely.
That fucking clown.
I think game 4 should just be a boxing match between those two.
I don't know if IT's going to play.
What's that?
Thomas might not even play. Apparently that hip injury is like pretty significant. I mean, I guess by the time you guys are hearing this, you'll already know.
We'll know
you think
more,
he just
but...
threw himself into LeBron just to get out of
going
to Cleveland, playing in Cleveland?
It bumped into Love, actually. It was like a weird kind of like screen play or something, and it looked pretty subtle, but...
I would fake an injury to avoid going to Cleveland.
Yeah, well, you're having to play...
What a terrible city.
Yeah.
Isn't your river on fire right now?
No. Nah. They got a river in flames. They got no sandwiches.
Peter is looking at me with a coy smile and murder in his eyes and a funny hat on his head.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've lived in LA for 7 years. It's not my city anymore. I don't give a shit. But it's actually really nice there. Cleveland's a good time.
What's the coolest thing to do in Cleveland?
Be downtown now. Downtown is like fucking popping off. They got like
Applebee's.
They got great restaurants.
They got Olive Garden, and I know they say when you're there, you're family, but you really feel it at the Cleveland Olive Garden.
That's real. The Cleveland Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Amphitheater.
The arena. The Cleveland Olive Garden arena.
How many strip clubs are there in Cleveland?
Not a lot, and they're on the outskirts.
I imagine you can't even get hit in Cleveland.
It's illegal there.
The team is so good.
Someone go to Cleveland and tweet at Airbuds Pod, can you get hit there?
The most sex that is legal in Cleveland is a hand job, and you're
over
not even allowed to finger bang.
Over the pant.
Yeah.
Do you think, even though, like, I have just a quick question aside about Boston. Like, they were feeling themselves so much before this series started, especially because they got the first pick. Ugh. Like, they are going to, like, they feel like, but, like, do you think that after this series, like, they're going to be forced to kind of reevaluate? Because this is what I feel like kind of finally puts LeBron in Michael status, is just that, like, he's not just beating teams, but he's making, like, the entire franchise recalibrate how they feel about themselves. And do you think that Boston is going to change?
Hell no.
In any capacity? Are they just going to sign IT and then like get Markelle Fultz or something? Like,
yeah, because this year everything past them even making the playoffs was bonus money. They didn't give a shit about this year at all, for real, for real.
But who are they going to get that's like – because even like Jay Crowder is like probably the biggest guy on their team. It's like – and when LeBron plays the center, they don't have anyone who can stay in front of them. Like when they switch on and Horford guards them,
somebody's going to leave. Jay Crowder is a player that could easily get overpaid by someone else.
Sure.
Charlotte will blow money on a Jay Crowder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So one of them's going
to die. They're prone to those terrible mistakes. Yeah, but, do the Celtics even keep the number one pick, or do they trade it?
They could. I mean,
who are you trading it for, though?
I have no idea, but I'm just like, do they need Markelle Fultz? Like, is that going to suit their needs right now?
That sounds like an accountant. Who the fuck is that?
Markelle Fultz?
Yeah, I don't know that dude.
The Washington guy, right?
Okay.
I mean, he's the consensus number one pick. I don't know shit about college basketball.
Yeah.
We're going to talk with our guest coming up about, like, Lonzo Ball. And, like, honestly, I know nothing about him. I know more about his dad than I do about his college career.
That's true.
But
he's three? He plays three?
Lonzo?
Lonzo? Yeah.
Lonzo?
No,
he's a point guard.
He's a point guard?
Yeah.
He's pretty big. I mean, he's just got a big ass
six
head.
6'7 or whatever.
Yeah.
6'7?
Yeah.
It's a big ass point guard.
Lonzo Ball is 6'7".
Googling.
The fro. He has a fro.
This is the classic.
He's got a good 6-inch fro. So Lonzo Ball.
I got two.
Is 6'6". I was 1 inch off.
Wow.
Yeah. That's still pretty big for a
7 foot wingspan.
I thought he was fucking like 6'3", 6'2". Wow. Okay.
Again, right, we'll talk more about him with our guest because it's relevant. But is Lonzo Ball too ugly to be an NBA superstar?
That's an excellent question.
Like, LeBron James is not the most handsome guy, but he's like passable enough that like he could be a face of something.
Take that back right now.
He was
LeBron is like not. I mean, Kobe is a handsome guy.
He was a cute child coming in.
LeBron?
Yeah.
I don't know. He's looked like an old man since he was 18.
Yeah, he's always bald. He's been bald.
So yeah, and like, and now he's growing into himself. You know, he's finally getting to play the roles that he's been wanting to play.
We can't all superstars can't be Michael Jordan. They can't all be Kobe Bryant. They can't all be these like gorgeous men who also happen to be incredibly.
You think Kobe's gorgeous?
Yeah, I don't know why you think Kobe is so attractive.
Oh,
Kobe looks like a racist cartoon.
I mean,
not even of a black person, just a general racist. Person.
Like, oh, the person who was racist to other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a
A racist didn't draw it. The character is racist.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. I feel like it's a consensus that Kobe is a good looking man. People like.
Really?
Yeah.
Never thought that. I mean, Froby, maybe. Froby is the best looking version of Kobe.
Young Froby?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
22-year-old Froby.
Yeah.
Chia Pet Kobe?
Yeah, that's top Kobe. But anything after that, forget about it. Evil Kobe? Not at all. That dumbass tattoo he got? Please.
Well,
what, he got the Easter Seals question. Logo?
Look, this is just our staple. We just talk about how attractive the NBA players are. Yeah. This is like what you come to Airbud Podcast for.
You come to us for dick size,
handsome
levels. And which player needs to be stabbed in the superstardom?
These are our main pillars.
Yeah. Guys, do we even want to talk about the Warriors and the Spurs?
I just want to... Kawhi, I'm so sorry.
If they play next year, I am putting money down on the Spurs. For sure.
Does Kevin Durant stay with the Warriors? If they don't win a championship, if the Cavs beat them, does Kevin Durant hang around?
I think he's probably more likely to sign if they don't win. Wouldn't you say so? Or maybe not. He's such a front-running piece of shit.
Who knows? Because they're so close.
Fuck him. He ruined the NBA.
He did?
Yeah.
How good are the Cavs? Great. How much fun was game two to watch?
It was so much fun.
And only Kevin Durant ruined the league. I saw a 40-point fucking blowout.
Look, LeBron James ruined the league in 2012. Yeah, like, what are you fucking talking about?
League been ruined.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Chris Paul ruined the league
when he got... Don't do that.
Don't put it all on Kevin. But
Kermit Washington ruined the league when he punched Rudy Tomjanovich in the face.
That shit was wrong, dude.
But like, I think it is still the most egregious to go to the team that beat you when you had a 3-2 lead on them in the Western
Conference
Finals.
For the viewers, listeners, I am making the biggest jack off motion I can.
I guess.
Fuck that. Kevin Durant was done dirty by his organization. The Thunder, I don't know where people get this idea that the Thunder are a well-run organization. They fucking suck.
I don't think they're a well-run organization, but like, run it back, man. You were fucking there. You've been to the finals.
He's been there for nine years. They have put no one around him.
How many times do you have to run it back? How many times do you have to live in Oklahoma?
He lives in this racist-ass fucking town.
All right, that's fair.
Where his bosses are like, we're going to do it this year. And he's like, all right, are you going to give me a legitimate center? Like, we got Enes Kanter. Like, fuck that. Like, Kevin Durant, I'm glad you left. Does it suck that you went to the Warriors? Kind of. But, like, I understand why he left. He didn't ruin the league. He was done dirty by his fucking team that he was loyal to for 9 years.
Let me tell you something.
Nine years is a long time.
I used to host an open mic in Woodbridge, Virginia, and I loved it. It was the most fun I had ever had. And then I got an opportunity to host an open mic in Washington, D.C. And I was like, fuck Woodbridge. Woodbridge is dead. I'm out. And it was just that simple.
I understand. I'm probably being too harsh, but I think the truth lies probably somewhere in between us. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's like, because like there is
it's
something.
It's like Dave Matthews said.
Ants
the
marching.
Space between us. Right? That's a Dave Matthews song, right?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. No, I know so.
I can't believe I know that. I hate myself.
I mean, if they win, he stays. If they lose, who knows?
So you think, but you think he's got a better chance of staying if they win?
Yeah, because if you win, it's like you got to repeat. That's like that's the other thing that people want to see from you. Can you repeat?
I feel like also, I think America will be rooting for the Cavs again. And I think it would
Were they rooting for them last year?
Absolutely.
No, they wasn't. I mean, I was.
I think so.
The league was on Curry's nuts.
The league is on Curry's nuts, but when you talk to people...
The earth, it was on Curry's nuts.
More people I talk to were
people
way
are
more
getting
into...
under his
That's
because
we're woke, dude. We're the rare coastal wokes.
We are the rare coastal wokes?
Everybody else was not feeling us.
I love being a coastal woke.
Coastal woke. That's not a band by the end of this podcast, I don't even know why.
You play piano, right?
Yeah,
I play a little drums.
Your hat says you play a little something.
Yeah. I do.
Put a fucking harmonica.
Yeah,
in.
I'm wearing a hipster cowboy hat
right now. Can we take a picture of him?
Yeah, absolutely. I posted a little Insta on the for the pod last week. I thought that was fine, right? With the dog.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Oh,
I have a throwback of you and your dog that I haven't
that you haven't put up.
Yeah. From the test apps, back when we was doing test apps.
Yeah, we tested this pod for a little bit.
Yeah, remember those lost episodes?
Really good.
They were good.
Yeah, I remember the David Bory episode that got lost due to technical difficulties. That was such a fun episode. We should have him back.
Of our season was, you know, it was very Wizards-esque. You know what I'm saying? We started 2-8. The election?
Oh my god!
Now we're just doing a clip show.
We gotta have Bory back. We gotta have Jack back.
Yeah.
Remember when Tony Danza was the boss?
Oh boy.
I mean, was he ever the boss?
He wasn't actually.
Wasn't Angela the boss or Mona?
Yeah. The daughter was the boss.
Oh,
right?
I thought Mona, the little redhead.
Oh shit! Yeah. Was she the boss?
The redhead mother-in-law? Yeah, I think she was the boss.
Yeah, she might have been.
She was like openly like campaigning to fuck Tony.
Oh, yeah. Sitcoms back in the day riddled with old freaks.
Old freak, but like also like her daughter and Tony like had this romantic thing going on. And then Mona like was like, I don't give a fuck if you're if you and my daughter are
just in case
dating.
This,
like,
we want to turn this into step-mom porno. You know what I'm saying? We could flip it real quick.
Yeah, they really godfathered a whole genre.
I mean, now when I go to Pornhub.com, my recommended videos are mostly episodes of Who's the Boss.
So, you know, what do you tell me?
Yeah, I wonder what the residuals are like when Pornhub started licensing Who's the Boss.
Tony Danza, if you're on Twitter, hit us up at AirBudsPod. Tell us how much money you're making off Pornhub.com. We want to know.
Also, if you want to watch, I still have a stand-up video on Pornhub. Jamel Johnson, semicolon, hot and heavy. Think that's me?
Whenever I tell people... I've told multiple people when I'm out about town promoting your name, I tell them he's got a great stand-up video on Pornhub.com.
Great set on Pornhub.
Everyone, across the board, man, woman, old, young, like covering all races, everyone's like, that's fucking genius. You should upload more stand-up.
Yeah, dude, you're an innovator, man.
Yeah. You know...
We should upload this podcast to Pornhub.
I mean, we can.
Can
you
upload
anything?
Is there a podcast like section of Pornhub?
Not yet.
We should ask them to create one. Also, we do have to get them. We got to talk to your buddy Andy about getting us on, or I just got to put us on Google Play.
Yeah, we got to get our Googles up. And I mean, there's definitely a crossover. Dudes who love sports love to jerk off.
That's true.
You're right.
How many people? How many listeners? And hit us up if you're one of these people.
Yeah, hit us
how
up
many
on Instagram,
listeners
hit us on
are jerking
Twitter.
Off right now?
Yeah. Actively.
Let us know. Hit us up on Twitter at AirBudsPod. Hashtag. Jerk while you work.
Yeah, if you actually go back and listen to all of our old episodes, you can kind of hear one of us is always jerking off in an episode, but we never actually say which one it is. So see if you can, you know, listen to our backlog and figure out who's jerking off in what episode.
Yeah. Guys, this is how boring the playoffs are, is that we are now. We're rehashing old episodes. We're doing a clip show.
Yeah. Talking about things we have to do just to, like dirty work for this podcast.
Yeah. There's going to be some heavy editing. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back with our special guest, Garrick Bernard.
Before we get to our guests, guys, want to shout out our new sponsor.
New baby.
AirBuds. Not ourselves. The earbuds. AirBuds. These are created by a buddy of mine from Cleveland back in the day, Nick Waterhouse. He's got an amazing earbuds company, and it happens to be called AirBuds because great minds think alike.
That's true. Wow.
These are the sexiest earbuds.
You see them shits, man.
Check it out, man. Like some memory foam, Bluetooth action, yeah. Water resistant, noise canceling.
They got the little band on the back so you could look like James Worthy.
Yeah, exactly. A little Kareem Abdul Jibber with your earbuds.
Is that how you pronounce Jabbar?
It's Kareem Abdul Jibber.
Kareem Abdul Jibber for that.
These earbuds are fucking amazing.
Yeah,
he's sending them. He's sending us some free ones because he's a boss, and this is how an advertisement works.
Yeah, remember Tony Danza? He's not the boss anymore.
No, baby.
Nor is Mona, Peter's friend who runs Airbuds.
Yep. So, guys, go on Amazon. They are so worth the bang for your buck. We will talk even more about them next week because we'll be wearing them during this advertisement. So check it out. We're an Airbuds pod, and now we're sponsored by Airbuds. So
if you want to fuck, buy some Airbuds.
Yeah, if you want to fuck, buy some Airbuds. And honestly, they're great fucking headphones. They're made with memory foam, so they just slide right into your DMs.
Yeah.
All right, check it out.
Yeah.
Airbuds on Amazon. I'll post the link.
Welcome back to Airbuds, the podcast about basketball and fucking. Our guest today is a very funny comedian, talented writer, talented performer. You might have seen him on BuzzFeed trying to kill himself. His name is Garrick Bernard. Welcome,
hey.
Garrick.
Hi, woo! Guys, welcome. Thank you for welcoming me.
You did a great job welcoming yourself.
Yeah, I welcome you all to my home, my humble abode.
Thank you. This is not your house, but... what's up, Garrick? How you doing?
I'm good, man. You guys got like two dogs here. I'm living life. I got shorts on. I don't usually wear shorts, and I mean, I feel like this was the day to break them out.
Yeah, I feel like I've known you for a few years. Yeah. This is the first time I've seen your bare legs.
Yeah, how do you feel? How do you feel in the shorts?
I feel naked. That's what I feel bare and kind of violated. You know,
Are shorts you just warming up for your romper?
Yeah, that's what it is. I'm trying to. Wait, I'm ready.
I'm
so fucking ready, dog. Oh, man, I can't wait to, like, sloop into one of those.
Sport rompers, bro?
Both of you guys have actually gotten me excited about rompers. I was kind of like, eh.
Yeah. And but I finally, because that's, like, the outfit that you get to test out different hats in. Because I've been trying to wear cowboy hats for so goddamn long. And now.
You want to put it on?
Yeah.
And cowboy now, hat and a romper.
And you ready?
Man, you look great in that hat.
My
girlfriend got me that hat, and I was like, I don't know if I can rock something like this. And it just takes, I was like, took me like 3 or 4 weeks to be like, all right, yeah. I'm like over how much I hate myself, and I can just enjoy this hat.
Had to stare at it every
night. Yeah, like put it, like just look myself in the mirror and be like, am I really this person? Yeah. And it turns out that I absolutely am.
You were the white black thought.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
You do look like the white tipping point right now. You do.
That white is black it. Thought. Mulatto thought.
I am the mulatto thought.
What is the white tipping point? Is it like just traffic? Or
Charles Manson.
That's right. Oh,
boy. I don't know. I'm too Jewish, hopefully, to align with Charles Manson. But maybe not.
Yeah.
I live in California.
People wear jumpsuits.
People wear jumpsuits.
People do.
Rompers are just jumpsuits with the legs cut off, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Friend of the podcast, Steve Hernandez, although he's never been on and probably never will be because he doesn't like basketball.
Yeah.
But funny comic Steve Hernandez wears a jumpsuit on the regular. Yeah.
Yeah. Dudes in D.C. be wearing jumpsuits too. Yeah. Like snowsuits. We rocking the snowsuits and the overalls. Mm. So we're like halfway there.
I had coffee this morning with a friend of mine who had overalls, and I was kind of jealous, actually. I was like, that looks really fucking comfortable.
It's finally time. The liberation of men is upon us.
Right? Thank God. Finally. Yeah.
Finally.
You know, we really just get to be ourselves.
It was honestly really nice to just see, like, black masculinity kind of come back a little bit with all these memes, all these romper memes, when, like... Like, just girls objectifying dudes, and they're just like, oh, stop, leave me alone. And it's just so funny to watch these burly black dudes post these, like, hey, this shit funny, cuz. Like, I can't wait to get my romper. It was just great.
Yeah, dudes who've been involved in, like, jumpings.
Yes.
Posting, like, vulnerable romper memes. It's like, that crossover, it's very important. It's a big moment for us.
A huge moment.
All it's got to take, though, is like once one of the Migos wears like a romper, yeah, then it's accepted across the fucking world.
Yeah, it's good.
Once Gucci drops their romper, mm-hmm. it's over. It's a wrap. It's done. Niggas is going to be in stadium the next hour.
Guys, what's your ideal romper pattern?
Man, ooh. I want to get one with pink flowers.
And okay, straight off.
Like straight off.
Straight off Oahu.
Yeah.
Out the gates.
I need one with flowers on it or some kind of floral print. But like...
What are we talking about? Are we talking about like an off-white like base? Are we talking about like a black base?
A black base. Okay, a dark blue base.
Like a dark navy blue? Yeah, I like that.
Kind of like the one that Cam Newton had on, but like not...
Not so busy?
Not so busy.
Nigga, I seen a couch like that. It was hard as fuck.
I would buy that couch. Yeah. I would buy that couch tonight.
It was dark blue with the plaid, like thin plaid stripes and pink flowers. And I was like, this is just busy
That's
enough.
That's doing a lot.
This is like, it's a 40-hour work week.
That's right, I like on that. The line. Yeah. I think I'd go like a two-tone romper, like something just like solid color, but like maybe... Like straight off, like somewhere around the navel, it just switched like a light and dark.
So half the shirt is black and like, the shorts all black too.
Or like something like like a green and then like a red or something like that, or just like a. I've got a
throwback Iverson jersey. It's the old Philadelphia Sixers from like the 70s, but the kind of top half is white. And the bottom half is Phila. Red.
I would
get that romper.
You start making
good as a romper.
If you start making fucking jerseys as rompers. Jersey rompers. Should we do? Should we get on that right now?
Did you not see the tweet I made off the AirBuds Pod Twitter account the other day?
Yeah, which was
it's a romper tweet. Because there are baby rompers that look like jerseys. So I said the NBA is announcing it's a special jersey.
You got to get on that before the NBA does.
I know a guy.
LeBron has to wear one, like, immediately. You know how many Beyoncés will be after LeBron?
Oh, my God.
Came out in a romper? As a jersey.
That'd be amazing. Damn,
that is the next level. Once they put sleeves on them, might as well go to a romper. I agree.
Is there a long sleeve romper? Does that exist?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, they're not. They're pretty much jumpsuits, but they're not because
it's a square and a rectangle. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
there's
because like if you got on long sleeves and long bottoms, but it's a straight like open
situation,
like, V-neck all the way to your belly button.
Yeah,
that's a romper still. That ain't a jumpsuit.
Yeah,
you're romping. Absolutely.
I'm just glad men are getting to participate. It's really nice because rompers are sexy on women. I thought that for a long time.
We weren't down to fuck enough as men, I feel.
I think we had
to be more down.
Yeah.
The only problem is the bathroom. But
they have separate zippers.
Oh, really?
Oh, wow.
They have two zippers.
But still, if you have to...
You got to bend over still.
If you have to take a shit...
You're just naked.
And you're in public, and then you have to
get butt-ass naked and hang it on the little hanger.
Yeah, I would.
I like that stall. Yeah. That'd be smart.
Full freedom.
Yeah.
Because, you're right. You have to do that, because I don't want, like, my shirt portion like touching the bathroom
the floor.
Exactly.
No, first take,
I'm jumping all the way out of that bitch.
Yeah. That's a good. That's
first
a really
off,
good
you
point.
Shouldn't be taking shits in public. That's like that's not.
Oh no, I avoid it if I can.
Yeah,
but there's
full.
Always
We're
an emergency.
Yeah, emergency. Yeah. Yeah. This emergency, is emergency only.
Emergency. Don't put on the romper. That's what. don't put it on.
If you have IBS,
romper is not for you.
Yeah, don't have a romper.
If you knew you were gonna have diarrhea that day, just don't put it on.
Well, you don't always know. That's the thing.
You hit the Zanku a little too hard.
Yeah. Last time I shit my pants, I did not know it was gonna happen.
Wait. was that when you were a child, or did that happen recently?
No, that was a couple years ago.
Oh.
I was at walking around Los Feliz, met a friend of the pod, Caitlin Kimball, at for some breakfast, ended up having too many cups of coffee, and walked her back to her apartment, and when I was walking back to mine, turns out I shit my pants.
Oh, too many cups of coffee?
Yeah, like six cups of coffee.
Oh, well, six cups of coffee. Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Yeah. Six cups of coffee is way too much.
Just take cocaine.
Why even?
Look, it was just, we were just, ended up talking for a while, and the dude kept by and refilling me, and it was a scary time, because I was like a mile away from my car, wearing athletic shorts.
Oh. That mess just seeped.
And I was like, that's not a fart. And then I had to kind of shuffle down Vermont Avenue and just kind of like tuck everything in and make sure I wasn't leaking out.
Was it at Fred 62?
Yeah, I was at Fred
62. Yeah, they pour you way too much coffee.
Yeah,
you're right.
Just constantly.
Yeah. It's like you'll take two sips and they'll come fill it back up.
Yeah, I just like wasn't prepared. We were talking about something. I didn't realize it. But
do you think they... Do they also own a laundromat nearby?
Yeah, right? They should.
I think they own a pants store.
They're gonna open a romper store.
Yeah, right? That's a ploy.
Own a romper store or a pants store. They're doing that shit on purpose so that you'll shit your pants and then go.
Well, it worked for me.
That's a brilliant scheme.
I did. I had to get in my car and I had to drive home like not sitting down. I just was like kind of like planking, like reverse planking while I was.
Oh my lord!
So
your core.
Yeah, you know, yeah. I definitely got some core work done. And so, guys, just, you know, I just want all you pooper in your pantsers out there to know you're not alone. It's a safe space.
Pooper in your pantsers.
Yep. Just tweet at us.
Yeah. Podcast about poop and basketball. Guys, Garrick Bernard is a Lakers fan, correct?
Yeah. Yes, I am.
How do you feel right now? You guys got the number 2 pick in the draft.
That's cool. I hate that I have to pay attention to the draft now. I grew up during the Lakers.
Real Lakers.
So I didn't even know what a draft was until last year.
You just thought that like other teams like decided to give you great players for no reason.
Like, oh yeah, cool. We traded. All right, dope. Trade deadline. All
here's
that
the next
stuff.
Tribute.
Sure.
Here's
Pau Gasol.
Yeah, and then everybody left or died, and now now I have to pay attention to college basketball. What? No, I don't want
to. Yeah. That's funny. That's a theme in Lakers fans. All my Laker friends are heavy into prospects now.
Yeah.
They'd be like, yo, this is this 10th grader? Yeah. Like, nigga, what are you talking about? 10th
grade dunking already? Yeah.
Are you excited about Lonzo Ball?
He's got the ugliest jumper of all time.
He really does.
You can't even do like
it's Sean Marion-esque almost.
It is.
Sean Marion with one hand.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Sean Marion just learned how to rotate his hand like three or 4 inches.
But yeah, he brings it to his left and like turns his wrist. Yeah. And like it's just he's begging to have someone just swat it.
Away. It's
like,
he hasn't played against actual people yet. And so he doesn't know how to shoot the ball.
I don't understand.
You put Kawhi Leonard on that guy, he's never going to get a shot off.
That's why I think y'all shouldn't take him. You don't need another guard.
No.
Off top.
Yep. But also, like, if your dad is going to, like, not let you eat dinner before you shoot 1,000 jumpers, like, you think he would at least give him, like, the correct form.
Do you think that's what he does?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely. I absolutely think the child services should be on call for the Ball family.
I don't know about that. I don't think so. I think that he's just good, and his dad is really supportive, and he's just... You know, his dad saw his potential. He's like, oh, yeah, you got to practice more, sure. But I don't think he's, like, on some child services shit.
Yeah, I don't think his dad is actually that involved in his training. I think his dad is more just, like,
taking credit in
the spotlight.
For sure, I can see that.
He looks annoyed. Lonzo Ball doesn't look scared. He looks annoyed.
With his dad?
Yeah.
He's just like, oh, come on, this nigga again. Like,
at what point do all of – is it when all of the, like, all the brothers are through college that they're, like – fuck off, dad? Or do you think he flames out with this like craziness before that?
Because if you say, dad, leave me alone, you're also saying leave me alone to your other two younger brothers, because he brought them up as like a package. Basically, it's the three of them, it's the Ball family or whatever, so you're saying fuck my name at this point. So
do you think that, what do you think LeVar Ball's relationship is going to be to Lonzo Ball's rookie contract money?
He's going to take most of it and put it into the company, probably. But I want to say like 2 years into the NBA, he'll like be like, all right, dad, you need to leave me alone.
Like, shut the fuck up. Here's your allowance.
Yeah.
Do you think like LeVar is going to try, like, say the Lakers do take him, which I'm not even convinced they are definitely going to take
LeVar Ball. Don't need him.
They don't need him.
D'Angelo's better.
Yeah.
Jordan Clarkson's better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they're good.
But if they do take Lonzo Ball, is, like, LeVar going to be around all the time? Is he going to be in the locker room? And if so, like, at what point does Magic Johnson come down and be like, you got to get the fuck out?
I think he'll get thrown out of training camp.
He's going to get banned. Yeah. He's going to get thrown out of training camp.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson is the president of Los Angeles.
Yes. Secretly, for sure.
It's like without...
Hey, LeVar, let me talk to you.
Yeah.
He, like, single-handedly turned the Dodgers around. He was just like, oh, well, let's buy the Dodgers, and the Dodgers are a perennial playoff team.
Yeah.
Well, Did he single-handedly do that?
No,
I think he only became part owner like 2 years ago.
Yeah,
right?
But like, yeah.
They started playing a little better.
Started playing better, and like his involvement, like he's made good. Like everything he does turns to fucking gold.
Oh, I'm not saying. Yeah, you're right. Like
he's saying Fridays, gold. Yeah. Best restaurant I've ever been to.
Movie theaters, gold.
Movie, the experience.
Yeah, the sport of baseball. It's okay. Yeah, better now that Magic Johnson's there.
He's not picking prospects, but like, you know, he's just, everyone loves him.
I will say it's a little like fucked up that he like basically publicly campaigned to get like Mitch Kupchak fired.
I thought it was fucking great,
but also like
I thought Jim Buss the Lakers are better. Suck with a D.
Yeah, Jim Buss can suck a fucking
D. I mean,
James Dolan should go fuck each other like, off a cliff.
If I'm if I'm like a 24-year-old kid like going out to drink in West Hollywood and friends of mine are being like, oh yeah, I just got wasted with Jim Buss and it was telling him about some stuff. It's like, dude, you should not be the fucking president of basketball operations for any. You are a spoiled fuck up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You are West Coast Jim Dolan.
Yeah. I was going to say West Coast Donald Trump.
Yeah, he or fucked the team off because he was mad that Phil fucked his sister.
Yeah.
That mad like that Phil's thing. Fucking his sister. And also, like, Kupchak.
Literally, Mike and Dave need wedding dates.
Yeah, but they're also just. Movie.
He turned that into a franchise.
They were all just. Even even Kupchak was salty that, like, they fucking. Like, he gave. Like, that was the best part, was that the doctor, like, put his daughter in charge. Knew that he was the fucking, she was the Michael Corleone, and just passed everyone over.
He seen the Playboy spread and was like, she's about that money.
So good for her being like, fuck you, motherfuckers. Yeah. I'm going to bring Magic in here. He was the son that my dad always wanted anyways, so don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Once again, Jeannie Buss, if you're listening, hit me up. I'll take you out to dinner.
That's, you know, here's the thing about dads. No matter who the dad, you definitely want your son to be in all pro NBA player.
Oh, I thought you were going to say
that's what that. Every dad wants.
I thought you were going to say a black man.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, no, this is like,
that makes way more sense. Yeah, that's it. Once again, that's another square rectangle. Mm-hmm. If you are a star NBA player, chances are you're black.
80-90% you're a black dude, for sure.
95% of dads want their kid to be first team all NBA.
Right, right, right. Like, I would, that would be so funny if, like, two white parents had a kid and it came out black, like before he would say anything about like, did you cheat on me, he'd be like, wait, let's test it out a little bit. let's get him
into like the AAU and see where he stacks up.
Let me get this
8 or 9 years and then we'll do the paternity test.
He's like, let me, you know, genetics, the way it works, he could come out black technically.
See, for me now, like, as, like, a white dude, I'm looking for, like, I'm like, oh, Larry Nance Jr., half and half. Cool. Yeah. Like, I'm like, I'll ride with him a little bit. Like, seeing highlights of, like, Scottie Pippen's son, like, tearing it up. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, cool. All right. This is, like, because, like, what am I going to fucking.
Scottie Pippen's son is fathered by Future, though, right?
Yeah.
Probably, yes. Damn. Which is how you know he'll probably, like, really have that anger.
He's going to be a rapper or, like, a really drugged-up basketball player.
Yeah. It's 2 Chainz, you know? Yeah. He could have been a pro ball player or he could have been a rapper, and he went rapper.
Yeah. I mean, and that's not a bad decision. Like, 2 Chainz is doing all right.
Yeah.
I mean, he's fine.
He overcame a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Felony drug charge as a teenager, and now he's a rich person campaigning to be, like, governor of Georgia, basically. Yeah.
I am secretly very proud of 2 Chainz.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's, like, he's a very great figure.
It's true. He did it. Yo, he was Titty Boy. Yeah.
He was Titty Boy.
He was Titty Boy.
And, like, grew up 6 years ago, like, and now he's, like, campaigning for, like, against voter suppression.
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Yeah, he's, like, campaigning for John Ossoff in, like, Georgia 6th.
He literally had a moment where I'm not Titty Boy anymore.
Yeah.
I am a man.
No longer.
I am Titty Man.
I'm a Titty Man.
I am a Titty Man.
Yeah, this tit mix.
Titty Man don't flow the same. I got to come up with a different.
Titty, Titty Man. Two
titties. 2 Chainz. I'm changing. I'm changing right now. 2 Titty Chainz. 2 Chainz.
2 Titty Chainz.
2 Titty Chainz. Nope, I'll lose the titties. I'm just 2 Chainz. 2 Chainz.
You remember when he went on Nancy Grace and made her look like an idiot?
Yeah.
It was
great.
So, I think my favorite genre of entertainment is rappers going on new shows and making fools of the hosts.
Yeah.
Easily the best.
Cam'ron with Bill O'Reilly.
That's top five.
Yeah.
Easily.
Mm-hmm. He's like, who are you talking to right now? You're talking to I don't give a fuck about your feelings, you know?
Yeah.
I love
it's because fucking, like, Bill O'Reilly, Nancy Grace, those types, they're not smart enough to realize rappers are also people.
Yeah.
Like, they're just.
That's
they don't just rap all the time. Yeah, I think they just rap all the time.
That's the best part about the beginning of the Kendrick album, when he's just ripping off the Fox News people talking about the lyrics that are about black people getting killed, and they're like, ugh, police brutality.
Right, yeah.
Police brutality.
I don't like that. I don't like that at all.
That's what does he say in the song? He's like, that's why I think that rap music has done more damage to the African-American community than racism.
it's like, wow.
I can't. Yeah. Every time I hear that, I literally, like, it is the craziest part of the
Shakes
song.
Shakes to your core.
Yeah.
It's fucking, what's his name, Geraldo?
It wasn't Gerardo. It's like
Gerardo.
Was it Gerardo?
Gerardo? Isn't that a wrestler?
No, that's a rap. Isn't that a rapper? From like 90s?
Rico Suave. Isn't it Rico Suave?
Yeah, Rico Suave.
From back in the day. That's a 90s joint.
No, it's Geraldo.
Rico. Is it Geraldo?
Geraldo is the news guy.
I thought it was the news, but I think it's like another white guy.
I don't know. Whatever.
Well, some Fox News.
Geraldo Rivera, I don't think is white, given his name, but.
My nigga white. He white.
I guess he did.
He's an Uncle Tomas.
He laid that down.
That's what he is.
Damn.
Garrick.
Yeah.
I want to ask you a question.
Yeah, what's that?
Who's better, LeBron or Kobe?
Kobe's better. Kobe's better.
Peter, do you want to respond?
Yeah.
Do I have to respond?
Yes.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
about?
Yeah,
Kobe's a better basketball player.
How?
Kobe's a better basketball player.
If the goal of basketball is to alienate and piss off all of your teammates and shoot the ball 50 times
a
game.
Well, if you played a pickup game in the hood, yes, it is.
Yes, it is. 100%.
It absolutely is.
That's what it is. That's what it comes down to.
Play until you want to fight somebody. Then fight them.
Yep. But, like, Kobe's never been in the hood in his entire life.
Maybe.
I mean, he took a couple visits. He took some bus trips to the hood.
He, like, drove through the hood on, like, some AAU trips.
He's
been in, like, the Italian hood.
I bet he went to Bledsoe's to get some barbecue a couple times.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
The motherfucker flew a helicopter from Hermosa.
Oh, well, the old location was in Compton.
Oh, it was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations to Bledsoe's, man.
They came up, yeah.
They made it.
Although they're reopening another location in Compton.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, so that's they used to just be,
they're
yeah.
going back. I'm, now that, like, Inglewood is getting, like, destroyed by the NFL.
Yeah, the Rams are like, let's gentrify this.
You know, it's crazy. Oh. That's the same thing happening with my D.C. barbecue situation.
Oh, yeah.
The Best Buy was in the hood. And then they moved out of the hood, and they're like, all right, we got to go back.
Yeah.
But now it's, like, going back with, like, that shine of, like, oh, we're...
Yeah,
we've been to the Burbs now
with real receipts,
not the fucking yellow paper. Yeah. She writes out like
scraping over the credit card.
Systems,
yeah,
baby.
Exactly.
Yeah.
we got
a computer that does our sales tax for us now.
Yeah. Just give me six.
Wait, no, that's not right.
Kobe's a better shooter, and that's it.
I think that LeBron is a freak of nature, first off. And he's just a big
point
he's
to Garrick.
Just bigger than everybody else in the NBA right now.
But why?
And can move.
The history of NBA is the taller people are the better players. Like, no one was like, Kareem,
like,
you are too tall and shoot skyhooks over everyone.
Yeah, but I would also still put Kobe over those people.
That's like Wilt Chamberlain or Bill Russell were just taller than all of the little white guys they were playing with.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that's what makes them better.
No, it is not what makes them better. It's their shooting ability and all that good stuff that comes in.
I know some trash seven footers.
What's that?
I know some trash seven footers. That's all.
Yeah.
That's true. You can't discount, like, it's a whole package. It's like being size and physical ability is like also goes with talent and skill.
Of course.
LeBron is probably the best passer since Magic Johnson. Or like
he
maybe.
Was fucking doing incredible passes last night.
LeBron, definitely a
better passer. He found Kevin Love in the corner.
Kobe's a better shooter. LeBron's a better passer.
Like, if you just look at some, that's for sure. But, like, when you look at highlights of LeBron's passing ability, especially as he's gotten older, and he's like jumping out of bounds and hitting Kevin Love exactly where he wants the ball in, like, the opposite corner, it's like some of it is just absolutely mind blowing. And he's just responsible for so many more points when he's averaging 8 or 9 assists too. And also, the Cavs never fucking win when he's not playing.
I say it's like 1-1.
It's 1-1 right now.
Yeah.
Better rebounder.
LeBron is
LeBron's
not raped anyone
bigger.
That we
LeBron
know about.
A bigger dude.
Yeah, he's just a bigger dude.
So no raping for LeBron. That's a good one.
So he's got the.
You just got to throw that in.
LeBron
there.
Better rebounder.
That we know of.
That we know.
Kobe better at sexual assault.
Maybe LeBron's done some R-ing that we're unaware of.
Yeah, there's. Who knows?
We can't speak to it.
We can't.
Kobe came up in a time when contracts were not. Like, whatever the love contracts were, the
what?
He needs a moment.
The love contracts?
Like, non-disclosure about sex?
Non-disclosure agreements were not a thing.
Do you think
LeBron could probably do that?
He gets women to sign NDAs? 100%. That's pretty smart.
I mean, I think we know that LeBron definitely is having some extracurricular relationships. We know that he has slid into some DMs before.
Yeah.
Which was a thing that just got swept under the rug very quickly.
I wonder though, like,
LeBron,
it's
a better PR
shooting
team.
Shooting a shot, it doesn't matter. That's what he does professionally. He doesn't.
Yeah. I also wonder, like, what, like, the agreement is between him and his wife. Because they've been together since high school. Yeah. And they do seem like they have, at least, like, from the outside, a very healthy relationship.
They still hang out together.
They hang out all the time.
Yeah, there's a great video of them at a World Series game where they're smoking a blunt in the middle of the, like,
and
the, like,
and
the
LeBron's like,
and LeBron's like, put it down. We're on TV. So, like, when they're, like, sneaking blunts together, I feel like that's, like, the epitome of a healthy marriage.
They have an agreement, for sure.
Yeah,
they definitely do it.
Yeah, LeBron's definitely got a better wife as well. I'm pretty sure Vanessa's a jerk.
Also, like,
that story, didn't she like?
Also, like, Melo's like knocking up strippers. Like, you know, Lala was not down with like any kind of extracurricular. Not that you should be down with that kind of stuff, but like,
I still think Carmelo. Like, we'll never really know what happened, but like,
it's Lala. Phil Jackson's fault.
Lala seemed a little
pretty intense.
I think she kept him in New York. So like, I bet that marriage was unhappy. Yeah.
I think Phil Jackson ruined their marriage.
Phil, when your your boss is like openly being racist and like trying to like lobby to get you out of town, and then like your wife is like, "We're not leaving New York. You have to stay." Like, maybe Carmelo was unhappy.
Wait, Phil Jackson was racist?
I mean, he says some sort of
definitely.
I mean, he did the posse shit comments, and the, like,
he was on some slight, you know.
He's always been like borderline, like
there. Yeah, riding the bus.
Yeah,
he's losing a little bit of his faculties, so you know, starting to slip. You know what I'm saying? He's starting to slip on him.
Gotcha.
He's like not like.
I read his book, man.
Damn, Phil Jackson.
I want to forget that book, man. Shit. No.
You know what? It turns out you're a great coach when you coach Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Kobe Bryant, and Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then just like you drink just your own Kool-Aid for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Happen to have all the best players.
But even the like shit about him like going to the media and being like, "Well, I made this player read this book, and I gave this book to that guy." And it's just like there's just this weird like pomposity to it that it's like it's almost saying like,
dick, man.
These guys wouldn't read if it wasn't for me. Like there's just kind of like just fucking fools stop sucking your own dick.
Yeah.
Like,
man, I think that Pop is the greatest person in the
me
NBA
too.
Right
yeah,
now.
He should be the president of the United States.
He should. I would vote for. I would vote for Pop. Everybody's throwing The Rock. In the contention,
President The Rock. That's what we'd have to call him. I think President The Rock.
Trump ruined everything.
Trump. Really
the next
did.
Ticket is literally going to be The Rock and Greg Popovich.
Yeah. But I would Popovich. I'm down for it.
Popovich, even if he was a Republican.
If he ran on the Republican ticket, I'd absolutely vote for him.
Feels like he's got his mind together.
He seems like he represents like reasonable. All the positive aspects of conservatism, which is like actually, conserve.
Even listening to him about talk about what happened with Zaza, and he was just like, "I don't care about intent, man. It happened. I'm upset about it. I'm allowed to be upset about it. Why are you asking me these dumb questions?" And then he made a little joke. He's like, "I'll answer any further questions if you need."
He's funny. Yeah. He's charming, and he's also like he's getting old, but he's like he's out of fucks, but in like the complete opposite way of Phil Jackson, I'm going to say what I want because I feel like it's morally just and I have like a really strong opinion on stuff.
Sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Phil Jackson.
Grumpy old men and bad grandpa.
Which one's better?
Damn. Give me a week. I'll have my answer on the next episode.
What about Dirty Grandpa? Did you guys ever see Dirty Grandpa?
Oh, shit. I forgot about Dirty Grandpa. I think I wanted to say Dirty Grandpa.
That's one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
That's Dirty Phil Jackson is Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah, he's Dirty Grandpa.
There's too many Grandpa movies. Dirty Grandpa is the De Niro one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then...
Bad Grandpa is the Johnny Knoxville one.
Why I don't that's got no Dirty Grandmas, man?
Oh, shit.
That's a sequel.
That's sorry, Aubrey Plaza. Schumer gets up there.
Yeah. Once she's 50, all the grandmas
it's Hollywood, so once she's 40, she'll be...
Damn, hold up, though. Grandmas are really about to get real dirty, like in real life.
Yeah.
Really?
The trajectory of grandmas is...
Because eventually Sarah Silverman will be of grandma age?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be dope.
It's going to be wild.
Yeah.
I feel like that happened when it was the SNL, like, let's fuck each other's moms with Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was definitely...
That was like the step forward.
That's a point on the timeline.
Mm-hmm. I do not know what this is, but I want to know more.
You don't know Motherfucker?
Motherfucker?
No.
Fuck each other's moms.
Combs.
The Justin Timberlake, Andy Samberg, and them.
Oh, the follow up to Dick in a Box.
No, like, that's probably why I avoided it. I think Justin Timberlake is the least funny person in the world, and I'm mad that he's invaded like the comedy space. And...
Has he invaded the comedy space?
Yeah. I just wish I could sing. Yeah. Like, I don't want to sing like him.
Is hanging out with Jimmy Fallon considered sing, like, invading Tony the Bennett. Comedy space?
I mean, I would take it. No, D'Angelo is like my ideal voice. I would
I agree with that.
Yeah.
100%.
If a witch came up to me and was like, if you murder Peter, you can have the singing voice of D'Angelo, I would probably say no, but I would think long and hard about
it. I'm very uncomfortable of how many of your like scenarios that are pretend involved with holding guns to my head or getting me murdered.
Yeah, no, you're because you just saw my left hand. Yeah.
First off, D'Angelo is a witch. I don't know if you guys have ever seen him do.
Oh yeah, I've seen him live. Yeah, he's a fucking warlock.
He's
a
warlock, or I would say a witch. I
like, straight off Wiccan.
Yeah, 100%.
Early,
and I think that he. I don't think he like made a deal with the devil, but I think he might just be the devil.
He like knows the devil.
He knows it personally, and he's just like, yeah, I'll just give you the best voice.
Yeah,
he's a restricted free agent for the devil.
Mm-hmm. I would say so.
I mean, he's from the woods where the Blair Witch lives, right?
I think so. Yeah, but
they
it's
were
all
neighbors.
Those dudes that grow up in the church that wind up doing like devil shit. So,
oh, for sure.
Yeah,
he's definitely down that
licking blood and stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ugh. Okay.
How much blood do you think D'Angelo has consumed in his lifetime?
At least a big gulp's worth.
Oh, I was going to say
for the voodoo cover,
a gallon.
Yeah.
A gallon.
Straight up gallon.
Yeah.
A Minute Maid fruit punch. Mm-hmm. Gallon. Uh-huh. It's worth of blood.
I mean, he's sacrificing a chicken on the back of the voodoo album, so what is that?
Yeah, straight off.
You named his fucking album Voodoo.
Yeah.
How much clearer can he be?
Yeah.
I guess he could say, I love voodoo. That would be...
Yeah,
would
I practice right voodoo. Up. Yeah.
And the love is just the New York sign.
I love New York voodoo.
All right, so what are we at? LeBron 1, Kobe 1?
Yeah, something like that.
I think it's 2-2.
It's 2-2 because I'm giving LeBron the wife point because Vanessa definitely like threw shitty Pampers at a maid or something. You know what I'm saying? Like she did some wild shit, so she's probably pretty mean.
Yeah.
So I think it's
she also was like sold out like for a giant yellow diamond ring, right?
For sure.
Yes.
Yeah. Purple, I think it was.
Can we also say that like LeBron's foray into entertainment is like better than
Kobe's
the Muse Cage?
We don't know Kobe's full extent though.
This is my another thing why I think that Kobe is just better. Kobe is the weirdest person that I have ever seen do any type of interview or anything like that because he doesn't know anything other than basketball. Kobe is just like all weird muses or anything like that. They don't know like Bach. You can't talk to Bach about anything outside of piano or music. You know, he can't talk to him. He's just symphony or some bullshit.
Same thing, just like designer. You gotta give designer the same amount of credit. Designer couldn't answer a fucking political question.
Designer's probably legally retarded, but I don't want to like get into that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about like just any type of talk to Kanye about anything outside of music. Kanye like dips.
Oh, he'll try
genius.
To talk about fashion, but I don't want to talk to you about fashion,
yeah,
Kanye.
But
you know what
but
I mean?
He's
but Kanye's knowledgeable. He's like he knows comedy. He knows like fashion. He knows art.
Yeah, but the way he talks about those things are a little off. Where you're just like, I can see where you're going, but I kind of can't.
Right. And he's like he's 5 degrees off. So by the time he finishes his rant, it's like he's fucking past the moon. He missed it. He's in outer space.
I think he hit it and then he just kept going. And you're just like, well, I didn't need all of this. And that's why I feel like Kobe is where he's.
But
just
I think
like,
Kobe
I don't know
is.
Anything
he
else.
tries to be like knowledgeable about shit.
For
like,
sure.
When that like retrospective of him is like, remember he was like Steve Jobs and Bill Gates are my idols. Like, mm-hmm. And he's like talking about like Steven Spielberg. Yeah. Like,
and Kanye has said the same thing.
Yeah, but like I don't buy it with Kobe. I feel like it's. But here's the thing: LeBron is the same way. I don't believe that he watched The Godfather every day. During the playoffs last year, but he said
like
that he claimed that. I think he watched it once, and then when the media was like, I'm watching The Godfather after every game, I'm like, no, you're not. You're not. You don't have time to do that. That's impossible.
That's a 3-hour movie.
Yeah.
You can't do
that. And then a reporter asked him for his favorite quote, and he was just like, oh, man.
There's so many.
So many. And it's like, you didn't fucking watch it.
Shut up.
You can't think of a fuck. You watch it every day.
You didn't even watch the YouTube clips.
Yeah, seriously. Like,
it's easy. Just the cannoli one. Do the cannoli quote.
They're both equally weird as fuck in the media, I think.
Yeah, LeBron's got a little bit of a team. About, he thought my high school was the Black Panthers. You know what I mean? He sent that to my high school.
Yeah.
There was like a thing where, so my high school's just been good at ball for years.
Yeah.
And they won a state title. The team is mostly Black. The coach is Black. The roster is Black. There's a Black Panther on the wall in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
But the school is just the Panthers. And then LeBron sends a letter congratulations, Black Panthers.
Okay.
What's good? Trying to be woke, trying to get up on his woke shit. And to our credit, the school, nobody at the school said shit. We let it ride.
Yeah.
We got a bunch of free shoes. Yeah.
We might just
got a new name.
Yeah, we might just be the Black Panthers now. But it was still incorrect, and it was he was definitely reaching.
But that's what I'm talking about with LeBron, where it still feels more normal. It still feels more like the cultural climate of right now or whatever, and he's like following people on Twitter or whatever, and he's doing like basically normal 28. How old is he? 32. 32
33.
I mean, here's what I'll say too. Everyone shit on him for kind of like trying to be the GM of the Cavs, and
it worked.
You know what I mean? Everyone shit on him at the time. He also like has held the team hostage to get all of his friends' contracts. He is the fucking is basically representing other players in the NBA while he's playing. I think his level of entrepreneurship in, like, maybe it's weird or maybe it's bizarre, but, like, the fact that, like, he's had the same group of friends, they're all crazy fucking successful, they've branched out into entertainment, into sports, like, management and representation. I think his, like, overall...
But that's...
It's because he had friends in high school. Kobe didn't
Kobe
have
did
friends.
Not have friends.
Kobe still doesn't have friends.
It's all based around that.
Two daughters. Those are his only friends.
Yeah.
True shit.
Kobe's wife. I don't think Kobe's
and Rob Pelinka.
Yeah. Maybe.
As someone who went to Kobe's high school, I can confirm that he is not very well liked amongst a lot of people.
There you go. And also, like, when LeBron was frustrated with his teammates, he just left. He didn't call them hoes in the media. You couldn't get Kobe to shut up about Parker.
He was
calling Smush Parker a bitch
every
other day.
Have you seen Whiplash, though? Like, Whiplash is, he's like, I'm gonna talk mad, wild shit to you, and then you're going to wind up being the best drummer of all time.
So in this analogy, is he J.K. Simmons, who got fired from his conservatory and then just went out of his way to ruin his own concert to fuck with, like, a 22-year-old kid on the drums?
Yes.
Absolutely.
And then how did that turn out for Smush Parker?
I mean, he might have cried a little
bit.
Smush did not end
like
up the best
years.
Basketball player.
He won a championship. He won, though.
Miles Teller might be a better basketball player than Smush Parker today.
I was out here in 07, and that was the year that Kobe was just like, before they got power, he was just like going on the radio being like, I'm going to be traded. Like, fuck all of you. I want to be traded. And I think that like Kobe was still in the system of like having to bitch to be at the whim of other people. And LeBron was someone who was just like, I am deciding what I am doing. I wasn't happy about how he did it or how he left, but he definitely took control of his own.
Well, yeah. It was because his mom got fucked. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know.
Delonte fucked his mom?
Yeah. Teammate sex with the mom will make you be a little rude, I think. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't be nice now. I'm leaving. I have to tell all these kids in person that I'm leaving.
Fuck you.
Yeah. I'm leaving.
He was bad.
Children of Cleveland, I'm leaving because Delonte fucked my mom.
Yeah.
Why did he say that on
learn a lesson
children?
From this, kids.
The main takeaway we have is that Kobe would never let anybody fuck his mom. Anybody. He wouldn't let him. He wouldn't. No, I'm kidding.
Smush Parker fucked Kobe's mom. Smusher's dead.
Smusher's
dead at halftime.
In that book, actually, in the Phil Jackson book, he talks about Kobe getting into a fight with some. I don't remember dude's name, but Kobe's like a black belt in something, and he just like beats the shit out of this dude in practice. And that was like my main takeaway from the book is that Kobe is a black belt.
I bet Kobe's a much better trash talker also.
LeBron
doesn't really talk
LeBron
trash.
LeBron doesn't need to talk trash. Because LeBron,
Kobe didn't need to,
so many people.
Yo, but Kobe didn't need to talk trash either, but he did. He went out of his way to do it. He called him Bitch Parker.
MJ did.
LeBron has some sneaky good moments. Obviously, he's not as good of a trash talker as Kobe, but in the first like Wizards-Cavs rivalries, when they met a couple years in like 04, 05, there was one game in DC, where Arenas was at
he
the line.
He stepped up to him, yeah, which he should have got a fucking delay of game.
A technical.
Should have got a tech.
Yeah.
He walks right in front of Gilbert Arenas and says, "Hey, if you miss these, game's over."
Yeah. That
and
was the
he
first.
He proceeded to miss him.
And then Gilbert Arenas' career ended.
Yeah. That was the beginning of the end. It just tumbled downhill from there, for sure.
Gilbert went out and bought the gun that night.
Yeah. Basically.
I'm done. Is that what?
So he'll talk. He can talk shit. He talks shit, and he's a little more cute with it. Like Kobe, old school, prison style.
Right,
he'll call
just gets
you a bitch.
In your face.
Yeah. LeBron wearing like leprechauns on his shit the day before playing, dropping 50 on the Celtics. Yeah.
He's kind of like the evolution of
like he's like a Goliath type of person, where he's just like
But he grew into that. He grew into, like, fucking with people psychologically. That is not something he was doing 5 or 6 years ago.
So many people, though. Like, his type of intimidation is going to be different because Kobe's already, like, about the size of most of these people. So he has to, like, get in your ear, like, whisper some shit. LeBron just has to be on television and be like, I'm coming.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm a freight train.
And it's like, what do you – that's my main thing about – why, like, I would put Kobe over LeBron. LeBron just has to start from one end of the basketball court, put his shoulder down, and he's going to score.
Oh, so you're giving him extra credit. Like, Kobe's like an AP class.
Yeah, exactly. Kobe, I always make that comparison of, like, Batman versus Superman, where it's just like, yeah, Superman, he's going to kill Batman at some point. But at all instances in comics or whatever, Batman kills him. You give Batman a day, and he kills Superman.
Batman's more skilled than smart.
He'll say some shit. He'll talk some shit to you to get you to stop for a second, and then he'll flip the belt on you.
Kobe's a fine wine. LeBron is a fucking, like, beer bong.
Yeah.
It's like, insane. That's fucking insane. He's shooting, like, 58% from the floor in the playoffs. Like, this is, like
he doesn't have to shoot jump shots anymore.
He's fucking like 48% from three. He's out of his mind.
But that ain't 58. But 48 is really good.
We're running long. I'm going to wrap this up. I'm going to sell it right here. Kobe Bryant is better.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because of one moment. The moment when Matt Barnes
tries to
shake him by throwing a ball like an inch away from
his
face.
That was amazing.
If it was a pickup game, he would have punched him.
Kobe is a murderer. He's an ice cold murderer.
That was the coolest moment I've ever been on a basketball court.
That moment is
fucking insane.
Like, I will say LeBron is probably just the better. The better, more effective basketball player, but Kobe Bryant is just like all-time like great killer.
Yeah. Amen.
He is a killer. He would kill LeBron James.
He would murder. He would like
Does technically make him better at basketball.
Yeah,
because he's willing to murder him.
Yeah, willing
that's
to murder.
True.
He will cross the line.
I'll give you that.
He will cross the line.
Garrick, you got anything you want to plug, my friend?
No. I don't.
Garrick Bernard. Garrick was taken. Garrick was taken on Twitter.
Garrick was taken on Twitter.
All right. Peter, you got anything?
Nope.
Jamel?
At Broccoli House on Instagram. At Trey Burke on Instagram as well. Shouts out to Trey Burke. He liked a heartfelt post from me.
Oh, also
big ups to the whole roster.
Also, you met Shabazz Muhammad in LA.
I did.
You ran into him. So shout out to him because
Shabazz
Muhammad, also, come on the podcast.
Fuck with us, Baz.
Now that Kobe is gone, John Wall is my favorite player.
Yeah. You know what? I love him too. I do. Badass dude.
Gortat, if you leave, get overpaid to leave. If not, just come off the bench for us next year, dog. We'll figure something out. We love you. Good night.
I got nothing. At Benner, BENNER on Twitter, at Airbuds Pod, at Airbuds Pod on Twitter and Instagram. Go to iTunes, rate us, review us.
Yo, check us out on Google Play. I'll try to get that shit up this week.
Yeah. Check us out on Google Play. We probably won't be there. love you guys. Bye.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays.
Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.